Welcome to episode one of Mott's Jot. I'm Danielle Mott, your host. In today's episode, I will be doing three different blog reviews, blogs that I might use in my science classroom or for myself as a teacher in preparation for teaching students. The first blog that I will speak of today is from a podcast called The Science of Everything, episode 72, and the episode is called Introduction to the Immune System, Part 1, on February 28, 2015. The author is James Fodor, and he summarizes his podcast like this. The Science of Everything examines the scientific evidence for and explains a wide variety of phenomena from the natural and social sciences. James starts by suggesting prerequisite episodes in order to follow the episode more clearly. For example, in this particular episode, he suggests listening to The Cell beforehand. The episodes are desirable to the public because he addresses questions and curiosities in our own daily lives. The style is essentially a lecture-type style, and in this particular episode, he gives a short tour of the body so that we can clearly picture, imagine the anatomy and what the immune system looks like. He does a good job of scaffolding the lecture by telling us what we will learn and how he will break down the information. The episode is perhaps more appropriate for a high school level student and above. However, I have students whom I'm always trying to challenge or engage in higher level conversations. So, you know, I might pull this out as an extension type activity. Curious of the level of his other episodes, I listened to a few minutes of the episode entitled Smell. In my health course, smell is part of the nervous system unit. We experiment with the relationship between taste and smell by eating and then noticing the changes as we plug our nose while we're eating. And it might be fun to do some visual imagery with my students by listening to the podcast and drawing pictures of concept maps of our current understandings after we've done some experimentation. This episode is engaging as the other episode for myself, but again, the vocabulary is of higher levels. Instead, I would find this podcast most useful for beefing up my own knowledge of the science concepts I teach. In science education, the many, many concepts that I might need in any particular day are numerous, and so once in a while it's good to refresh and listen, and I might use Fodor's podcast for just this. The second podcast I am reviewing is entitled Untamed Science by EcoGeeks. Untamed Science is also a website, and their focus is on biology. And the episode I am reviewing today is called Crazy Animal Births from April 8th, 2013. It's a very, very short episode, and the narrator's name is Rob Nelson, although there is a team of EcoGeeks that take turns. They also have a YouTube channel, and as I mentioned, a website, a Twitter account, and a Facebook account. So they want to be contacted. They seem to be very interested in the public. In this particular episode, Rob compares many animal sexual reproduction and parent care. Human birth is the norm for the discussion. The podcast has a video feed as well. Rob is a young millennial. His speak is non-academic. What I mean is that it doesn't feel like a lecture, but more of a sneak peek into a world that might need exploring. We explore, in my class, the difference between sexual and asexual reproduction in seventh grade science, and the episode gives examples of both. For example, he gives an example of a hammerhead shark that has given virgin birth called parthenogenesis. And this is an example of asexual reproduction. There is another example given of a toad in which the male places the fertilized eggs on top of the mother's back. The mother's skin grows around the eggs and incubates them until they hatch. My students in seventh grade would dig this. It would be a jumping point for projects left and right. It is very short, So like I said, the information is not detailed enough to get your fill. So my students might use it just to get some ideas of a research project or another group type activity. I enjoyed the quick changing nature of the podcast and the videos, from Rob speaking at his desk to short cartoons or video clips and then back again. Again, I would use this podcast in two ways. I could use it as a jump off or hook when I'm beginning a new investigation. And also, students could choose an episode to build a list of questions that they may want to explore in a project-based learning scenario. For a short attention span, this is a must. Finally, I went in searching for a podcast in which I could use as an adult, kind of a tips and tricks type podcast that I might listen to on my way to work and get some inspiration or a little bit of ideas to use that day or that week. This podcast is called Teaching Bites, and the episode is called Attention Getters Show Notes from December 8th, 2014. The authors are Fred and Sharon, and they are a married couple. Both are elementary school teachers. They introduce their show as the unprofessional podcast to take your teaching to the next level. They also have a website called teachingbites.com, and as I mentioned, they're both elementary teachers. The podcast begins with a story of their holiday break and bowling experience with their family. It's casual and easy to listen to their conversation. They're a little nerdy and fun, and I appreciate the easy listening nature and the non-serious style. Their educational discussion begins with how technology is used in their classrooms, going from an overhead projector to the whiteboard, to the iPads, to their Apple TVs. And that prompted a new discussion that their current computer labs had been moved or changed because they were made into maker spaces. Well, that got my attention because as a science and engineering teacher, maker spaces are important for students to be able to explore and build their own ideas. So in their maker space, students are allowed to create and explore with hammers, drills, cardboard, pipe cleaners, tape, etc. And they had whiteboard tables with wheels in which they could write on and move around and manipulate as they need to. Students were found lying on the floor with beach blankets and collaborating. It sounded like a very new age type style of teaching, and like I said, that interests me. One of Fred's friends had come in to look at their makerspace and was inspired to make one of his own for his summer sports camp, sort of a making of your own sport type thing. I appreciated the camaraderie that came across, the collaboration between this husband and wife pair. They seemed to enjoy one another, and again, it was more of a storytelling of their week. The podcast ended with Sharon telling a story of how the droughts and floods in San Francisco had spurred a personal sharing session in her language arts block, and students needed to have an outlet so that others could hear their stories. And from there, they wrote their own stories, and then they had a science lesson over the water cycle, and it was all about teachable moments. So like I said, this is, again, just little tips and tricks, a type of podcast that would be easygoing, not too serious or stuffy, and every once in a while, it might be encouraging to listen to such things on my way to work. Well, thank you for listening to the first episode of Mott's Jot. I plan on coming back again and sharing my inspiration or reviews on other topics. Stay tuned and continue to read my blog post as I build my blog even further as well.